From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barrat.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, and he was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was brought up in the house of Nubuwa, Prophethood, and Imamat, a house by which Allah had honored the Muslims all across the world. And so Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam grew up in the shade of that honored and noble house, while he received high ideals, morals, values, knowledge, and wisdom from his father, the eighth divinely appointed Imam, who shed rays of light from his great soul unto Imam al-Jawad. Imam al-Jawad's father, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, himself had undertaken the upbringing, the nurturing, the education of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. And so we find that Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam took Imam al-Jawad with him wherever he went and fed him with his own hands. A divinely appointed Imam, nurtured and educated by a divinely appointed Imam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, as we humbly speak about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, the ninth divinely appointed Imam, the Immaculate Imam, the son of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, we find that the dialogues of the Imam are truly very wonderful, and they are very profound, and they bring forth beautiful points as far as ethical and moral virtues. Now, of course, Islam emphasizes greatly on these moral and ethical virtues known as akhlaq in the Arabic, and it's also used in the Persian. These ethical and moral virtues are truly what beautify a human being. This way of life, this manner of living, how we should behave with ourselves and with one another. It is this that is a fundamental building block of humanity. In the present day, where we find that humanity has lost its humanity, it is these pieces of advice and these dialogues via which we learn how to live a true, pure, and beautiful life. We find that one of the things that is necessary in society is to advise one another. And of course, it is via this advising of one another that we become stronger, we make better decisions, and we can improve ourselves. In a conversation with one of his companions, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam says to his companion, when he asked His Eminence about how to give advice, Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam said, "He who advises his brother secretly does him good. And he who advises him openly, publicly, does him wrong." So dear friends, yes, advising one another is something that is necessary, as Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam spoke about in this dialogue. Advising a brother or a friend secretly indicates sincerity and truthfulness. Now, of course, when you are one-on-one with a friend, with a relative, with a family member, and you advise them on a one-on-one level, then of course this keeps that advice between the two of you. But sometimes we don't realize and we end up giving this kind of advice or reprimanding or trying to explain to another individual something in a public setting. Now, in a public setting, what happens is that that individual that you are giving advice to or reprimanding might feel humiliated. They might feel embarrassed. And so when one advises openly, then they cause this humiliation or this shame to that individual. And here Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam says to his companion that he who advises the other openly and publicly does him wrong. And so we must always be careful that yes, it is advisable and it is necessary for us to advise and help and explain and teach one another certain things and even at times reprimand one another. But this should be done secretly and privately, and it should not be done openly, especially when it results in the humiliation and the shame and the embarrassment of another Muslim brother or sister. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam.
And now we invite you to listen to Shaykh Winay Keita about Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam.
Imam Al-Jawad salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi is an interesting case study for many, many different subjects, theology, justice, politics, many different things that we can learn. There are many different things that we can learn from his life. First of all, the imamat of the ninth imam was a major test for the Shia community. Not only because he was young, no. That is one reason, but there is another reason which is often not discussed. And it was not only a major test for the Muslim community, it was a major test also for the ashab of the imam and the family of the imam himself, the family of Imam Radha. Immediately after the birth of the imam and the announcement by Imam Radha during the life of Imam Al-Jawad that he will succeed him, debates began. Debates began even before Imam Ridha passed away. This has to be understood. So these debates and discussions and arguments were going on in the circle of Hashimiyin, of the Hashimites, before the death of Imam Ridha himself. So right at, we would say, from beginning of the birth of Al-Jawad alayhi salam. And from the point at which Imam Ridha designated this son to be the imam. And we see a similar situation occurred with regards to the 12th imam and his uncle and those among the family of Imam Al-Askari who denied the imamate and the existence of his son Muhammad Al-Muntadhar Al-Qa'im and Ali Muhammad. But there is one important difference, and that in the case of the 9th imam, there was very dirty politics at play. Very foul politics were going on. And that's why I always remind the brothers and the sisters that we really don't need the UN to remind us about the rights of human dignity. We don't need Black History Month or this lives matter or that lives matter to teach us about the dignity of human life. Often our youth, you know, naive, out of a sense of naivete and ignorance, you know, jump onto all kinds of different bandwagons, being ignorant, of course, of their own religion, of what the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us about these things.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.